Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Social media's biggest loser on the fam. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Of course, it's always Malzy or Donnie Football. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And of course, What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
All right, so we've got the music, so you know it's text in the city. City limits, let's get it done.
George and Plum, text in the city Hall of Famer. Hey guys, my wife just bought a vacuum cleaner that has a Pirates logo on it. It's called Dirtbag Dan.
Dirtbag Dan is what I call him.
Poor Dan. What did he deserve for that?
Where is Dan Zangrilli? He can't even defend himself. Is he on later?
He should be on the North Shore Tavern Leadoff Show.
Apparently Doc in Claysville's not a fan. I give that text a 10, by the way. That's tremendous.
That's a 10. Jim in Omaha points out that MLB batting average for the league is .242. Last year, .248. Only down 0.06%. per Baseball Reference, and the Pirates are down almost 10 points, not percent, but 6 points, and the Pirates are down 10 points over the last year. I mean, I've seen numbers where the Pirates' batting average with runners in scoring positions is like .230, and it continues to drop.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Pirates are worse than the league average, so even though the whole league is down, the fact that the Pirates are, you know, a little bit better is not really all that significant.
Floyd in Connellsville says, love the Scott Blasey talk. Thank you for that. Great guy.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, obviously, Scott is great because, again, you know, I mean, we're a sports station and we do sports all the time, you know, wall to wall, and that's what we do. But by the same token, sports and music, you know, when you've got a guy like him that's got an interesting background, I mean, you know, a lot of people that are in our demographic like rock and roll. They like music, and you know, a lot of people think they should have been rock stars too. So, you know, it's pretty cool to have a real life rock star, right?
We had an impersonator of Grizzly Adams. It was not Grizzly Adams himself. Say thanks for the dead air radio. Great radio with a question mark and also an exclamation point as we gave a shout out to our good friend Grizzly. What else do we have here? Here's Dave in Huntington Beach, California. He said he grew up in the Berg and loves the show, saying that Joey Chestnut raised $100,000 for charity in his hot dog eating contest yesterday.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Did not know that.
Right. I thought that was the whole point of what they were doing. Didn't they raise money for charity or something?
Yeah. So I think that was the ultimate goal, and they were able to reach $100,000.
Well, that's $100,000 to charity is a so I give Joey Chestnut a 10 and I give the texter
a 10. I give them both a 10.
All right, what do we got?
We were talking about some old grade school basketball gyms that we like playing in. Vincentian was brought up. Also, St. Teresa's in Perry Highway was brought up. What about St. Cyril's as the best Catholic grade school gym? You ever played there? Or about North Catholic's old gym in Troy Hill?
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that place. Remember when North Hills North Catholic was up, was on Troy Hill up there,
yeah,
in Spring Garden or Spring Hill or whatever that neighborhood is called up there. Yes, that was a great gym.
I love these old gyms. I love playing in them.
A vintage old gym, right?
You gain more appreciation, obviously, as you get older from things that you did in the past. And being able to play in the amount of old gyms that I was able to play in that have been built, some of them for 100 years, like St. Mary's Lyceum. And then it was a revelation when we played in St. Thomas More's gym, which was like 3 years old when we started playing there. Maybe not even that. They built a brand new gym right by South Hills Village. And the school ended up shutting down, or at least changing names and merging with someone else a couple years later, which was pretty sad. But it was a brand new gym, and they held like CYO games there as well. And we went from our gym, which was built probably like 65, 70 years ago, to a brand new gym. It was like, it felt like we were playing in the Peterson Event Center.
Yeah.
As like a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade kid.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
That's the thing when you were young, man. Playing in some of those gyms was like playing at the Pete or playing at the arena or something, right? Because it was like they were legendary. But all right, what else? What do we got here?
That's about it. People also just talking about
Dirtbag Dan.
Dirtbag Dan, which is taking over the airwaves. And people are texting in about Starkey and nicknames. St. Malachy is another good gym. You ever played St. Malachy's gym?
No,
we played there.
Where's that at?
I think it's in the North Hills, maybe. Nick from Dormont's hot take, Jones doesn't start another game the rest of 2024. I don't believe that.
Well, let's see. Fan weather, it's a Chevy summer drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to 7,500 in rebates, term conditions at sunchevy.com, high of 88. Today with cloudy skies and...
Did you do the 50-minute mark?
I did the 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. City Limits, you got anything big going on for the weekend?
I'm going to the Pirate game tonight. I'm going with a couple buddies to watch Paul Skeens and then some wiffle ball on Sunday. How about you, Paul? Anything good?
No, not really. Got a lot of stuff to do. I got a lot more. I got a bunch of work to do and everything because I'm going to leave in town next week for basketball. So I got a bunch of crap I got to do this weekend, to get ready to leave town. Anyway, we had a great show today. And thank you, as always, City Limits. We'll do it again next week. We got to go because, we don't want to get Pony upset.
Not at all.
It's 93.7 The Fan.